So we continue the discussion. The angels had come to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. They had explained to him, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ آلَ لُوتٍ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, when those messengers reached Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's house, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ مُنْكَرُونَ. He had a similar reaction to that of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was a bit worried. Who are these people? What do they want? He said, you are unknown to me. They explained to him what was going to transpire. He had a concern that, you know, they came in the form of handsome boys. It should not be that his people who had this habit of carrying out vile acts against visitors to the town, that they would do the same. And he worried that he no longer had the strength to be able to combat them. قَالُوا بَلْ جِئْنَاكَ بِمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ. They said, don't worry. Rather, we have brought to you that regarding which they used to dispute. Whenever you warn them that the punishment would come if they didn't mend their ways, they would dispute with you that the punishment would come. Now it's come. وَأَتَيْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. We have brought you the true facts and we are speaking the truth. So be totally relaxed. And then they told him, فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ وَاتَّبِعْ أَدْبَارَهُمْ وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ وَمْدُوا حَيْثَ تُؤْمَرُونَ. That leave with your family when there's a little bit of the night that remains. You walk at the back. Everyone should look forward and continue walking, and no one should look back, because there's going to be a very heavy punishment that will descend on your people for their vile ways. Because if Lut alayhi salam walked at the back out of awe, others won't look back, and also if he walked to the back, he'd know exactly who was with and who wasn't. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ ذَٰلِكَ الْأَمْرَ أَنَّ دَابِرَ هَؤُلَاءِ مَقْطُوعٌ مُصْبِحِينَ. We decreed this matter to him, that the root of these people would be cut off in the morning. They will be uprooted the next morning. Here the word مُصْبِحِين is used. In other verses, the word مُشْرِقِين with the قَاف is used. مُشْرِقِين with the كَاف is polytheists, those who commit shirk. مُشْرِقِين meaning sunrise. So the scholars write, You reconcile between the verses that the punishment will commence at dawn, and by sunrise the entire matter will be dispensed of. Now, verse 67, Allah says, وَجَاءَ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْتَبِشِرُونَ. The people of the city came rejoicing. Wow, handsome young boys, time to party. They thought that they were going to have a good time. Lut alayhi salam begged them, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ ضَيْفِي فَلَا تَفْضَحُونَ. These are my guests, do not disgrace me then. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخْزُونَ. Fear Allah and do not put me to shame. How will I face my guests when they see that my own people from my own town don't want to listen to me? They don't want to respect my teachings and my message from Allah. And on top of it, they show such disregard to the people who are my guests. So his people told him, قَالُوا أَوَلَمْ نَنْهَكَ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Did we not forbid you from defending the world? Didn't we tell you not to entertain guests? Look at their audacity. We're not doing anything wrong. You the one. Why you allowed them to come to your house? So Lut alayhi salam said, of course. I mean, you did tell me, but that doesn't make what you told me right. Why do you have to take advantage, and why do you have to oppress outsiders with your vile ways and repugnant acts? It's my duty to defend these travelers. قَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. He said, these are my daughters present if you want to do anything. Meaning that your wives, who are like my daughters, they are permissible avenues for you to satisfy your need. Why do you want to force yourself on my visitors? And why do you want to do it in what Allah has deemed as an unnatural way? So they were met with this response from Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Now the next verse is an interesting one, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes an oath on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam by saying, لَعَمْرُكْ, by your life, إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. They are intoxicated in their mischief. There's some detail to this, an oath being taken on the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which we will discuss inshallah in our next discussion.